This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Wednesday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department for activity coming up earlier this week. They include animal lost on South Ferris. Idaho shags got out of the backyard about 30 minutes ago. RP call back advised they found the dogs. So they're dogs. Idaho shags.
Is that a name or a breed?
I don't know. So they're from Idaho. I know that. So.
Okay, now shags. That could be a good dog name. But
I don't know.
Weird.
Idaho shags. Let's see. Animal stray. Traffic complaint on West 4th. Received report of a vehicle spinning cookies in the city street. An officer made contact with the driver, but they wouldn't admit to driving the vehicle.
Well, me.
Now, were they Christmas cookies?
I hope so.
Wow.
The officer advised to tell whoever is driving the vehicle not to spin cookies in the street. Disposition completed. So it doesn't sound like the cop believed the person who was driving the vehicle.
There was a young man on Cheyenne Street experimenting with his emergency brake, his parking brake the other day.
Okay. Just cranking it on real quick. Huh?
Well, you know, and I guess most of us have done it in the past. It is a quick and easy way to flip your car around.
Yep. It slick out there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it's fun time, Ross. You don't have a sled, but you got a car.
Yeah, well, it's all good fun until you smash into
something.
Yeah,
until you break something, too. So, suspicious activity, North Clark. Dispatch observed a juvenile female knock on the front doors of the law enforcement center multiple times and run away when dispatch came to the window. The juvenile and mother were contacted. Disposition completed. So, and the mom's comment was, "Are you an idiot?"
Well, she heard about this fun game that kids play called Ding Dong
Dash.
But her choice of doors to Ding Dong, maybe not too good.
Well, and for dispatch to come around and go to the to the front door, they have to go through the locked door.
Security door.
You got to push buttons and stuff, and you get through. You push a button and it goes beep, and then you can get out, and then you got to push a number to go. So that would be sort of irritating if you dispatch.
Well,
and finally, they called the mom.
Hey, come get your brat.
Yeah. A person lost, Avenue G, received report of a missing resident. The resident located a brief time later, completed. So it's pretty hard to get lost in Powell, right? So, you know, usually you can find yourself in Powell.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Suspicious activity, West 4th, received report from a resident who advised they believe someone attempted to break into their vehicle the night before. An officer responded, advised no entry gained, nothing else found, disposition completed. So, not sure why he thought, well, somebody might have come in and cleaned up. Well, yeah, we don't know. So,
I don't, maybe tracks in the snow?
Yeah, that could be, yeah. Traffic complaint, Road 10, saved a report of a dark-colored truck pulling a fifth-wheel trailer without lights. An officer responded, located the vehicle, contacted the driver. They were issued a warning for registration required, no proof of insurance, and taillights required. Disposition, warning issued. So,
what? Yeah. I need all that stuff.
Well, I mean, but you got a fifth wheel. You know, I mean, usually those are somewhat pricey.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But he spent all the money on the fifth wheel. They don't have money for insurance or registration. Or taillights, you know. Like, don't have any of those.
What, taxes? First day in America, huh?
Yeah. Harassment, North Ingalls. Received a report of harassment. An officer responded, contacted the subjects involved. Both advised they were going to look into protection orders.
They'll be shopping around for protection orders.
So they will just be, you know, the old South-North magnets. They're just going to push against each other.
Let's not just agree to stay away from one another. Let's get the government involved.
Yeah, we'll get paperwork that says that. That has to happen.
Yeah.
Domestic, South Jones, received report of a domestic disturbance. Officers responded, contacted the subjects. They ultimately separated for the night. So this is during the argument time at 8:30 at night.
'Tis the season.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to do during the commercials?
Let's argue.
Good idea. Let's get the cops involved, too.
Sure.
Traffic stop. Let's see. Speeding to fast four conditions. So that must have been, of course, it was when it was snowing out. So let's see. Traffic complaint. North Bent received a complaint of a red Ford pickup with a camper on the back that had gone down the alley into the church parking lot and was spinning cookies. Caller advised this vehicle was doing this that morning at 6 a.m. as well. Officers responded, not able to locate the described vehicle, gone on arrival. Usually you don't see a pickup with campers on the back doing spinning cookies.
You might lose your camper. Hey, we're looking to go.
Harassment, North Douglas, received report of harassment. Officers spoke with the parties involved. Ultimately, a criminal trespass was served on one of them. Disposition served.
Served.
Oh, yeah, so they're not going to be able to harass him. It was a harassing Christmas carol, it would have turned out to be. So it was, it's a bad words in it.
Jingle bells, grandma smells.
Building burglary, West 3rd. Report of a burglary to a residence. Officer responded. Case under investigation. I guess you should lock up your homes, too, instead of your vehicle.
What?
Or both your vehicle and your home.
There's an idea.
Huh. And, you know, homes nowadays have, like, little packages underneath a tree that's inside the house.
Extremely tempting to the morally bankrupt.
See, suspicious activity, Sunlight Drive, received a report from a resident whose dog was freaking out about something. And they could hear thumping around. An officer responded, searched the area, didn't find anything out of the ordinary except the dog that was freaky. So.
What he was freaking out about.
We don't know.
Cats can do what?
Yeah. Disturbance, South Jones, received a complaint of neighbors that were being very loud and believe there may be a party going on. Officers responded, advised there were no noise or lights upon their arrival.
They're sounding really festive.
They sound like they're having more fun than me.
Send the cops quick.
Please kill them. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include assist other agency, probation and parole, assisting with the search of a male's residence and vehicle. Mm. So they've searched just about everything except what's on him. Mm. You don't know. Let's see. Miscellaneous assistance, Cody Law Enforcement Center. RP has a scammer on the phone from Publishers Clearinghouse wanting him to send them money from Walmart. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So he already knows it's a scammer.
Yeah, but so what? He's got like the scammer on the landline while he's calling the cops on his cell phone.
Yeah.
And what, holding the phones together? Here, talk to this guy.
Yeah, so and Publishers Clearinghouse usually does not send you to Walmart. And so
if he's saying that he's Ed McMahon, you really know it's a scam.
Yeah. Suspicious activity, Buffalo Bills Center of the West. RP states a small silver car is doing donuts in all the parking areas.
Hey, now make up your mind. Is it donuts or cookies?
Yeah, it could be cookies, but this one it might be a donut. So okay. Disposition, gone on arrival. When you say donuts, it makes the cops come go faster. No. That's a myth, Russ. It's a myth. Attempt to locate 10th Street. RP looking for his children who are missing from the mother's house.
Mm.
Assistance, Kevin. We had that on the sheriff's report,
right,
too.
Right.
The guy can't find his kids. They were supposed to be at her house. And, you know, she's probably, you know.
Careful.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Property found, Green Acre Mobile Home Park. RP states he's cleaning out the above trailer and found a gun in the trailer. Disposition. unfounded. Free gun.
What do you mean unfounded?
Yeah, it says unfounded.
Was it not a gun?
Might not have been. So might have been a Nerf gun.
It was gun-like.
Yeah, but, you know, we never think about the Nerfs, Russ, when we get a Nerf gun out. So
you saw the story, the mall Santa told the little boy no.
And oh, yeah.
The kid's getting, like, flooded with Nerf guns all over the place now.
Yeah.
That was like the worst thing that Santa could have ever have done is to call attention to that too, because this kid is in Nerf gun heaven.
Well,
now.
The mall, the worst thing for the mall to do is hire this guy as a Santa Claus.
He was given the boot.
Yeah. Traffic complaint, Heart Mountain Street, RP State, some vehicles spinning cookies. Disposition, gone on arrival. I get a little hungry here.
I want to hear about somebody spinning a Danish.
Yeah,
or something,
there you go.
A cruller.
Yeah, or maybe just one whole chocolate cake.
So, that would be impressive.
Domestic, Shoshone Court Apartments, RP hung up before getting named, but stated, needed help. Get me out of this house. And that was hang up.
So, no name, no address.
Yeah, assistance given. So there you go.
I guess I found him.
Nuisance complaint, Sheridan Avenue, RP States, loud music coming from this house, warning issued, 1:15 a.m. Yeah, that's when you do call in.
Mm-hmm.
So, prowler on Alger, RP States, a male, walked into his house, disposition, CKs. Just walked in.
Well, how's that prowling? It sounds like
he's
just a walker, not
that's
a prowler.
Not good prowling at all.
He's a bad prowler.
Trespass complaint, Twin Creek Trail. RP says there's a man in her sister's living room watching TV. Her sister doesn't know the mail. Disposition, false alarm. What's that mean?
Oh, wait, I do know you.
What's false alarm? He keeps changing the channel. I don't know who this guy is. So,
that's weird.
Disturbance, Rumsey, RP States, a male, is breaking his own things in RP's house and wants him to leave. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. Well, at least he's not breaking your stuff.
What's his stuff doing in your house?
Yeah. And then suspicious activity, Lockhart Inn. RP would like to speak to an officer regarding a chicken foot that was placed on her doorstep. Assistance given. So you're going to be swimming with the chicken. I don't know what that means.
And either a satanic cult has marked you or a neighborhood cat left it on the doorstep.
Oh, yeah. That could be the remnants of something spit up. we don't know what that is. Or maybe it's a message, stop eating chicken. I don't know.
Maybe.
And that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Plotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. We're on Wednesdays. Sometimes Tim is freaking out. It's getting close to Christmas.
Him and his dog.
Check him out. Anyway, appreciate Powell Police, Cody Police, for today's Police Plotter report.